This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I so much appreciate the time you spend with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And head up to the website. Smarter people than I are in the chat room. You got all kinds of stuff going on up there. Things you can get involved with, stories you can read, and more. Hey, you know, Hillary Clinton wants to be el next presidente of these United States, right? I love this because, remember, she's transparent. She tries not to lie to people. And so we did a story last night how she has made one of her aides her attorney, therefore invoking attorney-client privilege. So now that former aide can't testify against her. Do you know why? Because she's her attorney now. So now she can't do it. Now, on top of that, the Pagliano, Clinton aide, remember the IT guy? Well, he is now pleading the fifth, or will be pleading the fifth, even though he got immunity, you know, for anything he did or didn't do. This guy's life is ruined. Thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Clinton. So he's going to plead the fifth, even though he got immunity. And what it means is he can sit there and say, I know what I was doing was illegal, and I didn't care. They can't put him in jail. He got immunity. So he's refusing to answer any questions, right, that the court has asked him or is asking him. Brian Pagliano declined to answer questions from the watchdog group Judicial Watch during his deposition. Now, his lawyers also asked the federal judge to block Judicial Watch from recording the deposition, stating that a written transcript should be enough, given the constitutional implications, the absence of any proper purpose for video recording the deposition, and the considerable risk of abuse. The court should preclude Judicial Watch from creating an audiovisual record of Mr. Pagliano's deposition. Hey, how about this? How about we put Mrs. Clinton in jail because, given the constitutional implications, the absence of any security on her server, and the fact that it was in a bathroom, what was it doing, recording flushing or something? In other words, they don't want her nailed. His lawyers added the videotaped deposition poses serious danger to deponents, invoking the Fifth Amendment. Pagliano, who worked on Clinton's 2008 presidential campaign before helping install the so-called homebrew server system in her Chappaqua, New York home, he cut an immunity deal last fall with the Justice Department amid the FBI probe. He was recently described by Fox News as an intelligence source, by a Fox News intelligence source, as a devastating witness. I think they know it. They know exactly what he knows. He knows enough to put them all away. I'm surprised they haven't found him dead yet. In the fall, Pagliano told at least three congressional committees that he will invoke the Fifth Amendment to avoid testifying against Clinton. He was asked to testify about the serve by the House Select Committee on Benghazi, the Senate Judiciary Committee, and the Senate Homeland Security Committee. Now, the Washington Post reported in September of 2015 that Pagliano had been subpoenaed by the Benghazi Committee August 11th. Committee Chair Rep. Trey Gowdy had ordered that he appeared for questioning September 10th. Gowdy also demanded that Pagliano provide documents related to all servers or computer systems controlled or owned by Clinton. Now, the Post reported in August 2015 that Pagliano had worked as an IT director, right, on her presidential campaign, and then was asked to oversee the installation of the server to handle her correspondence while Secretary of State. And he was paid by a PAC. Go figure. That PAC was tied to Clinton until April 2009, when he was hired by the State Department as an IT specialist. Now, according to the paper, Pagliano left government service in 2013. Now he works as a technology contractor that provides some services for the State Department. Lawyers for senior Clinton aide Cheryl Mills, during a nearly five-hour deposition last week in Washington, repeatedly objected to questions about Pagliano's role in setting up the former Secretary of State private service. Why would they? See, she's open. She talks about, I'm giving them everything they want. Right? I mean, we're open. We're honest. We're very transparent. It doesn't sound like it. Let me see. You hire your assistant when you were at the State Department as your attorney. So now she can't testify. Thanks so much for being open, transparent, honest. And then you put attorneys all over this to object to pretty much every question that was asked. Right? According to the transcript of the deposition with Judicial Watch released on Tuesday, Mills attorney Beth Wilkinson, as well as Obama administration lawyers, objected to the line of questioning, you know, about Pagliano, who has a, you know, actually the feds, the FBI, look at him as the central figure in all of this. I mean, he's got the goods. He's, you know, he has got the keys to the safe, if you would. Right? Hey, look, I'd be scared if I were them. Once I knew they had him, I'd be very afraid. So, you know, Clinton has repeatedly denied any wrongdoing, and pretty much in the statements that have come out from the, not the Attorney General. Anyway, from the State Department audit, or whatever you want to call it. I don't want to call it an investigation, because it ain't. From the State Department audit, or what have you. Pretty much everything she told us was a lie. Everything. Come on, think about this. She said point blank. Ain't got enough time. But she said, you know what, stay with me. Matt Barber joins me on the other side of the break. Matt has written a book called Hating Jesus. Yeah, I know. It's not what it sounds like, but you'll love it. I mean, I got to tell you something. Based on what I see my Christian brothers and sisters doing, I'm not so sure they love Jesus either, if you get my drift. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. We're on GCN Live, plus many stations across the country. Go ahead and check us out on TheRealSide.com. We'll be back in a minute. Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a nighttime camera. That's all. TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
My baby.
We are back. Hopefully you are too. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Networks. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And hop up on the website. I want your email address. So when you go to the website, there's a little white box on the right. No, I'm not prejudiced or anything like that. It's white. It's easier to read. Go to the white box. Put your email address in there. I send you one email a week. All I do is let you know what's coming up on the show, what topics we're going to be discussing. You don't like it, it's really simple. You just unsubscribe. It's not brain surgery, people. Always a pleasure, like I say, to have you on board with me. Now, my next guest, Matt Barber, is a founder and editor-in-chief of BarbWire.com. Got to go over and check it out. That's BarbWire.com. He serves as the Associate Dean in Liberty University School of Law. he is an attorney concentrating in constitutional law. Great, because we need a real constitutional law attorney, if you get my drift. He's written a book called Hating Jesus. Who could hate Jesus? Matt, thanks for joining me today.
Hey Joe, how are you, my friend? Thanks for having me on.
Good, good. We're gonna have, I tell you, we're gonna have a lot of fun today because I love this stuff. I love how people assume and they come up with their own way of thinking of things. The Bible's nothing more than a bunch of fairy tales, a bunch of nice stories. Jesus was a good guy, except when he tells you you might be doing something wrong. Then they go nuts. Okay, so what caused you? What popped in your head and said, you know what? This is getting crazy. I've got to write a book about this.
Well, as you know, Joe, I'm a weekly columnist. I write a column for Barbed Wire and for a number of different websites. I know you published some of my columns on your own website.
Love it.
I write for WND and Town Hall. And I've been writing about this stuff for 10 years. Really, you know, when we look at all the political and cultural manifestations that we see with the polarized, you know, the left versus right, and liberal versus conservative, and it's been my observation that when you boil it down, it really comes to a right versus wrong scenario. It comes to a biblical versus non-biblical. And from the 30,000-foot level, this is spiritual warfare that we're talking about. So the title, Hating Jesus, Hating Jesus, the American Left's War on Christianity, is about just that. You know, Christ said that they are going to hate you because they first hated me, and they hate Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. They hate truth. So this is an assault on truth itself in the person of Jesus Christ and the Word of God. And so I wanted to show how, you know, religious liberty here in the United States is under assault. Christians are being persecuted in kind of a soft persecution. You know, we're not being beheaded here,
right,
in the U.S. like our brothers and sisters around the world. But we're seeing, you know, the baker, the florist. We're seeing people like Kim Davis thrown in jail for refusing to participate in a so-called gay marriage ritual. And so this is escalating at a fast rate. And ultimately, the secular left hates Christians. It hates the truth. It hates Christianity because they hate Jesus.
This is going to make for bad radio, but I'm pretty much 100% in agreement with you. You know, you think about this stuff, and you think about how far we've come from where we started in this country, how far we've come from religious freedom, which is what I believe our founding fathers wanted. I believe that we were founded on biblical principle, and now we've got to the point where they're saying even Thomas Jefferson wanted nothing to do with God. Did the country really begin with Christian principles, or am I just drinking the Kool-Aid?
Yeah, absolutely, and the historical record is unequivocal on that fact. Despite the historical revisionism that we see pushed by the left, by groups like the ACLU and People for the American Way and Americans United for Separation of Church and State, these are historical revisionists who want to whitewash and do away with our Judeo-Christian history. You know, people don't realize. People say, oh, well, you want a theocracy here in the United States. No, that the First Amendment, so-called Establishment Clause, which is a mere 10 words, says that Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion. And I always like to boil that down. I say, who do you suppose our founding fathers, those at the Constitutional Convention, who do you suppose the framers of the Bill of Rights were referring to when they said, Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion? They meant Congress, the United States Congress. They didn't mean, you know, the teacher. They didn't mean your municipal, you know, your mayor. They didn't mean your state legislators. They meant the United States Congress. And Jefferson himself, in a letter to Benjamin Rush, was abundantly clear that what they were talking about was that they would not have Congress, would not create a federal Christian denomination like they had in Great Britain with the Anglican Church. That was it. In fact, all 13 colonies had official Christian denominations.
And
they were
local. I know. It's in there. But go back to England for a second, because I don't think people realize something. There was an official state religion or official country religion in England. King Henry was at the head of that, basically, correct?
Yeah, the Anglican Church. And if you weren't Anglican, you were persecuted. That was the whole point. And people say, you know, you have groups like the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Talk about hating Jesus.
I call them the freedom from religion freaks, and I get hate mail from them on a regular basis. It's like they go into an they hear the name Jesus and they go into an epileptic fit type of seizure. You know what I'm saying?
They you know, loathe. They're atheists, and you know, there are two things interesting about these atheists, like those at the Freedom from Religion. Number one, they say there is no God, and number two, they just hate his guts. it's quite hilarious. There is no God, and we hate him.
You hate something that doesn't. You hate something that doesn't exist, and we're the ones that need reprogramming. We're the ones that need medication. Okay, I can see how that works.
Right, but my point was, you know, the title of their group. In fact, yes, we were founded for the freedom of religion. That, you know, they put it in the First Amendment because they thought it was pretty important. It's, you know, in the very First Amendment. So our nation was clearly founded on Judeo-Christian principles with 13 Christian little mini theocracies, if you want to call them that, at least official Christian denominations for all the colonies, all 50 states. If you read the constitutions of all 50 states, they are teeming with references to God and his benevolence, many of them to Jesus Christ himself. Yes, they don't specifically, you know, mention Christ in the United States Constitution, except for when they say in the year of our Lord. Who do you think they were referring to in the year of our Lord? But organic law, of course, is the Declaration of Independence, which is very clear that we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. Well, the secular left wants to alienate our first freedoms, our unalienable first freedoms to religious expression and freedom of speech, and so that, you know, the Orwellian left is working overtime to try to shut Christianity down.
Hey Matt, I believe in capitalism, and I got to pay for the show, so we're gonna go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Have you ever wanted to quit your job and be your own boss? Interested in investing in real estate, flipping homes, paying off your mortgage in 5 to 10 years, making up to $10,000 in commissions while you learn? Go to WealthCreationInstitution.com now. Find out why we're ranked in the top 2% of the fastest growing companies in the United States, according to Inc. 5000. Limited positions available. Go now. WealthCreationInstitution.com. That's WealthCreationInstitution.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP?
We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. Let's sit down. We're going to get to it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I don't want to waste my guest time. I want to get him right back on. You guys know the drill. Head over to the website. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can read some great writers up there on the website as well. There's just a lot going on up there. Matt Barber joins me. He's the founder and editor-in-chief of BarbWire.com. That's BarbWire.com. Head over there after the show. I want you to listen to what's going on here. He serves as an associate dean with Liberty University School of Law. He is an attorney concentrating in constitutional law. Perfect person to have on with me today. Matt, thanks for being with me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, a lot of fun. And let's get back to, you know, people think that because we're Christians, people think because we want to follow the teachings of Christ, that we want to force that, unlike some other religious groups, we want to force that down some people's throats. We want them to live like we're living no matter what. That's not necessarily true. It's not for me, anyhow.
No, and it's not for me either. I mean, obviously, the Great Commission says that we need to share the good news of the gospel and be ready and prepared to give an answer for why our faith, we have faith, and why our faith is strong. And that's certainly an important part of what we as Christians are to do. But mainly, you know, our number one job is just to love the Lord, to love and serve Christ. And I know that's what you try to do with your life, Joe. That's what I try to do with my life. And, you know, it's getting more and more difficult in a culture right now where biblical Christianity is becoming more and more verboten. You know, I mean, we're living in a time that it's surreal. It's like an alternate universe where we have a United States president issuing unilateral, unconstitutional edicts that demand that they have to open up the locker rooms and bathrooms and showers of little girls, you know, to grown men who can come in and shower alongside these little girls and everything. If the man just decides subjectively that on that given day he feels like a woman, you know. It's absolutely absurd what is happening in our culture with the onset of this so-called gay marriage.
But brother Matt, you know, the president is a brother, you know, because, you know, he went to the same church for 20 years and, you know, he was under that pastor. So obviously he knows what the love of Jesus is all about. And, you know, I love this stuff when people say to me, how do you speak about him like that? He's one of yours. Well, no. My Bible says I know them by their fruits. I haven't seen any Christian fruit falling off of him anywhere.
Listen, President Obama, I'm fully convinced, is a pagan. He is an out-and-out secular leftist pagan. I don't believe he believes in God. He may believe in some concept of a deity, but clearly, as you mentioned, you are known by your fruits. And when every single one of his public policy positions flies in the face of the clear teachings of Christ and Christianity and God's truths relative to morality and human sexuality and the sanctity of human life, you know, here's a guy who voted against Illinois' version of the Born Alive Infant Protection Act. He literally believes that if a baby is born and it's alive and crying, if the mother's intention was that baby was to be aborted, he believes that the doctor should kill the child through omission, to lay it aside and let it die.
I have the audio on that, Matt. I've played that several times when I've been interviewing certain people and saying, look, listen to him. He's advocating murder. There's no way around it. He's advocating murder. When that umbilical cord, I believe before this, but think about this. To even a layperson, when that umbilical cord is cut and that heart is beating and that human is breathing, it's now murder when you stop those things.
It's so evil. It's just wicked, Joe. You're not a guy that minces words. No. I'm not a guy that minces words. I believe that Barack Obama is an evil man. Yes, I'll say that. Yes, Right Wing Watch will quote me on that. Yes, that's fine. I believe that he is an evil man who is, as my wife says, he's a tool of Satan. That's what my wife calls him. But, this is the same president who believes you can kill a baby after it's born. Boy, reminiscent of Baal worship and Moloch, yeah. The pagans of old, sacrificing children, and also believes that you're a bigot if dad, when a grown man walks into the shower with your six-year-old daughter at the YMCA, in the women's locker room, you're a bigot if you try to prevent him from going in and doing that. I mean,
Matt,
illogical.
I know this is not right, but I would lose, if somebody walked in on my daughter, I'd lose my Christianity for about 15 minutes. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I would have a hard time holding back.
Listen, I don't believe that that's losing your Christianity. When a man, I believe it's a Christian duty for a man to stand up and defend his family, his daughter, protect his daughters. And, you know, our Christianity today, people have this idea of Jesus as this passive, hippie, the hippie Jesus with his hands folded, this pious. As I recall, he kicked over some tables and was cracking a whip.
That's my favorite story. I tell people that all the time. You guys have got this view of this Jesus walking around going, yes, I love you, child. You be good. I love you. And this man tore up the temple, okay? He called the most powerful men of the day hypocrites, right? I mean,
brood of vipers.
Doesn't sound like a soft touch to me.
This idea that we need to be nicer than Jesus is just ridiculous. Yes, we are to love everybody. Yes, we love our enemies. Yes, we pray for our enemies.
Yep.
But if a grown man tries to expose himself or exposes himself to my daughter, I have 11 and 12-year-old daughters, I'm gonna knock him out, then I'm going to help him up, and I'll love him, I'll tell him about Jesus, but I'm going to protect my daughters first and foremost.
I agree with you. You know, one of the things that I get beaten up for on a regular basis, and even for my right-wing Christian friends, I say, look, guys, we are a representative government, okay? And here's how I see it. And the states have proved it out in the beginning days. And I said, if you want to live in a Jewish neighborhood, you want the Jewish kind of lifestyle, then you move to a neighborhood that's Jewish, you elect Jewish officials. You know what I'm saying? You create a representative government that represents the way you want your life. Same thing if you're in a Christian area. Same thing if you're and you can tell me I'm wrong. I mean, I'm not going to lose any sleep over it. That's what a representative government to me is all about. And the states in the early days when they were laying down their constitutions with religion and God and what have you, that's exactly what they were doing, weren't they? Or am I off on this?
Absolutely, 100%, and I document this thoroughly in my book, Time for a Shameless Plug, Hating Jesus, the American Left's War on Christianity.
No, that's what you're on here for. Keep doing that, too, because I'm terrible.
People can go to barbwire, barbwire.com. You can order it there. Of course, go to Amazon and just put in Hating Jesus. You can get your hands on it, but we document thoroughly. I have had a researcher go through. We've got all the documentation showing, that it's an unassailable fact that we were a nation, a Christian nation, founded first and foremost and primarily. The vast majority of our founders were Christian men, Bible-believing, Today they would be called, you know, by the secular left, they'd be called right-wing fundamentalist Bible-thumping Christians. Those are the men who founded the United States of America, and the secular left wants to reinvent, recreate an America in their own secular humanist self-image, something more like a kind of a Euro-socialist, godless, kind of a pagan, a European type of government that Bernie's pushing and Hillary's pushing and Obama is all for. And, you know, there are many of us that are saying, no, we are a constitutional republic. The Constitution is founded on Judeo-Christian principles. We're going to stand firm, and we're not going to go down without a fight.
And our founding fathers were never against an atheist, if you would. They were never ones that they were okay with the different religious beliefs, were they not?
Well, sure. I mean, Thomas Paine was a well-known, I don't know that he was an atheist. Some people say he was a deist, but he was not a Christian. But, you know, he wasn't thrown in the stockades for refusing to, you know, say that Jesus is Lord. He was one of the founding fathers. But it's clear that we were founded in the United States of America. The Christian religion is the founding religion, and certainly we have a nation that is open to people of other faith traditions, and even, you know, even Muslims, in so far as their practice of Islam doesn't comport with the Quran, because the Quran itself is counter-constitutional, Sharia law. So insofar as people are willing to live within the confines and in the boundaries of our constitutional republican form of government, then have at it. And the Christian faith is never at odds with the Constitution, despite the fact that the left tries to say it is.
Yeah, it's really funny how we as Christians would allow them to practice their religion as they know it, but they would have no part of us, you know, practicing ours as we know. We got to go for a quick break, Matt. We'll be back in a second. I got a lot of questions for you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Matt Farber joins me. He's written a book called Hating Jesus. We'll be back in a minute.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. Hopefully you are too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Yeah, you know, some of the stuff that we put up with, it's almost like you got to be on cocaine to even try to have it make sense. I am Joe. Head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there. It's Matt Barber joins me. He's the founder and editor-in-chief of barbedwire.com. He serves as an associate dean with Liberty University School of Law. He's an attorney concentrating on constitutional law. I just love that. And also, he's written a book called Hating Jesus. And it's not that he hates Jesus. Right, Matt?
Absolutely not. I love Jesus. It's Hating Jesus, the American Left's War on Christianity, and that's what we're seeing happen right now at an increasing level in the United States.
Now, you said something during the break with me. I want to tell you something. My first year, one of my first shows I did, and the station extended me a second hour over it, was I had, you ready for this one? I had an imam, a rabbi, a pastor, and an atheist in the studio all at the same time.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. And you know, if you got to know my personality, to add fuel to the fire, the very last comment I said, look, you guys all say ultimately, well, not all of you, but the majority of you say you basically pray to the same God. Although I am thoroughly confused because your God has a son. Your God's still waiting for the Messiah to show up. Your God has no son. He's looking for, you know, Muhammad's his guy driving everything. And I looked at the atheist and said, you got nothing. I don't know what you got. You got nothing. And, you know, that was like throwing fire on an open flame. I mean, you could feel the heat level.
that's a popular refrain that all the monotheist religions worship the same God. Nonsense.
Yep.
As Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. So there is one path and one path only. That's what the Christian faith holds. That's what Christ held and said. And as C.S. Lewis has famously said, Christ was either a liar, you know, a lunatic, along the lines of someone who says he's a poached egg, or he was who he said he was, the Son of God, God incarnate. And that is the God that we worship, yep. Not this manifestation of some imaginary God named Allah. I've written articles, Joe, and this will get you some of your listeners riled up, but I've written an article pointing out that effectively the Bible calls Satan a great deceiver, calls him the deceiver, and the Quran brags that Allah is the deceiver, is the greatest deceiver. So who do you think Allah might be? I have an idea.
That's the other thing that I tell people all the time. You know, you don't want to believe in spiritual battle, spiritual warfare, but the Bible says that these two groups, go all the way back to the story of Abraham. Yeah, these two, look at where these two groups came out of. Look at why they're fighting, why there's always going to be angst between them. You can't fix it sitting at a dinner table somewhere. It's just not going to work out that way. The other road that I want to go down with you is my wife's been doing voter registration at the church and hearing, you know, all over the country, obviously, but here in California, she doesn't tell them what party she belongs to or anything like that. What I really think is funny is you want to talk about deception. The great deception is the Democratic Party is for religion. Or freedom thereof. The Democratic Party is for, you know, always a life. The Democratic Party is for the love of Jesus. And when you explain it, no, the Democratic Party actually tries to throw God out of their platform. No, the Democratic Party is for abortion. And these young people, they don't get it. They look mystified. We do a lousy job of getting our message out there.
People don't realize, you know, the Democratic Party has been on the wrong side of history throughout history. They were the ones pushing for slavery. It was the Republican Party that passed the Civil Rights Act of 1964, that it was a Republican president, Abraham Lincoln, that issued the Emancipation Proclamation. You know, it's the Democrats have always been on the wrong side of history on these transcendent political, spiritual, moral issues, and they continue to be so today. The great, you know, the modern-day Holocaust that we're seeing is millions of babies being sacrificed at the altar of freedom of choice, and dismembered alive in their own mother's womb. And it's the Democrat Party, the Democratic Party, that is pushing that and is behind it. And once again, I believe that history will look back and say that they were on the wrong side of history and that they are responsible for the mass slaughter of tens of millions, hundreds of millions of children, ultimately, when they all said and done.
Yeah, I find it amazing that they can sit there with a straight face and talk about the sanctity of life and how they believe that, you know, a woman should have the right to choose. Look, you and I are on the same page, and I wrote an article said, why do women get to play God? And I laid out the fact that she could be walking to an abortion clinic, and if I jump the curb because I'm texting or something, I hit her, she lives, baby dies. Guess what I'm brought up on? Manslaughter charges.
How much
dope do you have to smoke to have that make sense?
How is the blatant incongruity there missed on people on the left? But when have they been consistent? This is the same party, mind you, that says that a man who wants to pretend to be a woman is a female, is a woman. When it's, you know, down to the chromosomal level, he's, you know, he's as male as he's ever been, as male as he's going to always be. So a party that lives in this, operates in this universe of delusion, I guess we shouldn't be surprised that so many of their positions are self-defeating and inherently contradictory.
Matt, and again, I know this is a little off topic, but the bottom line is we are talking about confusion. We are talking about godless people wanting to be godless, and look what it gets them. I mean, you've got one group that's screaming and yelling, and the Dems are supporting it, you know, about the transgender issue, gay and lesbians. And then you've got another group that the Dems are supporting that want to be gender neutral. There's no reason to be a gender. We shouldn't have any genders. We shouldn't refer to genders. Then why do we need male and female bathrooms? Well, I mean, I am so confused by what they, even if I want to conform and live the way they want me to live and call them what they want me to call them, they don't even know what they want to be called.
Yeah, and then in the same breath, they'll turn around and trip over themselves to be apologists for the Islamic political structure. And that's what it is. It's not really a religion. It's a political, socio-political structure, Sharia law. And so, you know, people like Obama are apologists for Islam, and this is the so-called religion that throws homosexuals off of, you know, 10-story buildings to their death as a matter of course, that stones women to death for being raped. They're raped.
It's confusing.
You know, I mean,
it's just so confusing.
It just doesn't make any sense. Again, it's completely incongruous. But the reason is because they have a shared, the progressive left, the Islamic religion, if you will, they have a common enemy. The enemy of my enemy is my friend, and the common enemy is who? Christ, which brings us back to another shameless plug for my book, Hating Jesus. Again, I would encourage people to go to Amazon and get it, please. I
you
have to
what?
Pay for my kids' college.
When you talk
Jesus,
to when you talk to people who aren't even religious, okay, there are, you know, you go to some of the colleges, you talk to people who aren't religious, and you talk to them about Jesus, the majority of them, all right, will say, well, he was a good guy, you know, he went around talking about peace and love and acceptance, and so they're being, it's really funny how this is being done. They're not saying, no, he wasn't God, he wasn't this, he wasn't that. What they're teaching them on campus, hey, he was a great guy. He was a great philosopher. He was a loving person, which makes it a little bit more, you know, acceptable, but no, not a religious thing. You're, do you know what I mean? They're kind of pulling the shades over their eyes.
Well, I know exactly what you mean, but once again, here we are getting into a self-contradictory statement.
Right.
Jesus, throughout the New Testament, throughout Scripture, claimed that he was God incarnate, the very Son of God, and that nobody had access to God the Father except through him. So if he was this great, you know, moral teacher and this really neat guy, the philosopher that everybody should listen to, he was a liar. And if he's a liar, how can you be that kind of a liar or a delusional maniac and claim to be God and be a great guy at once? You can't. So he says, again, as C.S. Lewis says, he's either a liar, a lunatic, or he was who he said he was, the Son of God, and you can fall at his feet and worship him, which I choose to do. I believe
Amen.
That he is the Son of God.
I'm
that came
you.
To this earth, that he was crucified and born and resurrected, and I'm glad to serve him.
Oh, my God, we're both nuts. We believe that somebody rose from the dead. Now, that's impossible, Matt. Listen, I've been with Christian people. Now, I won't call them friends, but I've been with Christian people who believe that the book is just a big book of fairy tales. It's not really true. And I say to them all the time, then how can you be a Christian? Because that's the only book that teaches about the life of Christ, the guy you say you follow. But isn't he a fairy tale too? These Christians are so confused, are they not?
Well, yeah, and as Paul said, if Jesus did not rise from the dead and ascend to heaven, then we are to be the most pitied of all people.
He
said that all of Christianity hinges on the resurrection.
Yep.
And if the resurrection is a lie, if it didn't happen, then Christianity is what a lot of people say it is.
Wow.
Just another tradition, kind of a faith tradition. But I don't believe it is. I believe Christianity is absolute truth because he did rise from the dead.
Well, it's one of the reasons they like to try to remove me from the school board, because I believe that those aren't just stories. I believe that they're real. I believe that everything that Bible says about Jesus, everything that Bible says about the love of God is true, and it just makes them nuts, just nuts. Hey, give people another plug for your book. We're going to put it up in our Amazon bookstore, too, so they'll be available to get it there as well. Where they can find your writings and all of that. Tell them all about Matt.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, BarbWire.com is our website. The book is Hating Jesus, the American Left's War on Christianity. They can get it at Amazon. They can get it at BarbWire. And my weekly column comes out first every Friday night at WND.com at WorldNet Daily. And then it's published in multiple publications throughout the week.
Great, Matt. Hey, thanks for being with me. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good writing. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side.
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.